From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, February 5th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
As expected, this afternoon, Maine's two U.S. senators were on opposite sides of the impeachment vote. Republican Senator Susan Collins voted to acquit President Donald Trump on both the abuse of power and obstruction of Congress charges. Independent Senator Angus King voted to convict on both charges. And we will hear from Senator Collins on her vote in a few minutes. A judge has ordered the suspect in a series of shootings in the Machias area to be held without bail. 63-year-old Thomas Bonfanti of Northfield has been charged with murder in connection with a series of shootings across the Machias area on Monday morning that killed three people and left another in critical condition. Bonfanti appeared for the first time in Calais District Court this morning, where the judge agreed to seal court documents at the request of Bonfanti's lawyer, Jeffrey Silverstein.
Well, it's been my practice that in the smaller communities, that once the details of affidavits are published through media and other accounts, they're widely distributed, they become known, and it may affect the state's ability and the defendant's ability to have an impartial grand jury assess the matter for indictment purposes.
Authorities have yet to release any details about a potential motive, but Silverstein says Bonfanti did appear to know the victims. A Maine legislative committee has approved a proposal designed to protect patients from non-consensual pelvic exams. The Committee on Health Coverage, Insurance, and Financial Services approved the proposal by Democratic Representative Vicky Dudera of Camden yesterday. She said the proposal would protect patients' privacy. The proposal requires physicians to receive informed consent before administering or supervising pelvic exams on anesthetized or unconscious patients. It includes a provision that allows medical professionals to perform the exams without consent in emergency situations. The Portland School Board has voted to rename one of its elementary schools for civil rights activist and former state legislator Gerald Talbot. With Talbot and his family members in the audience, the school board unanimously supported changing the name of the district's Riverton Elementary School to the Gerald E. Talbot Community School. Talbot was the state's first African-American legislator and the founding president of the Portland chapter of the NAACP. Portland School Board Chair Roberto Rodriguez said recognizing Talbot sends an important message about the values of the district.
What better message can we send as a district of how much we value diversity than by recognizing one of the greatest leaders in this state that happens to be an African-American?
The district expects to formally unveil the new name by this fall. In weather, tonight we'll have clouds increasing with snow in the west and south by dawn and lows in the low single digits to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, snow, sleet, and freezing rain with highs in the high teens to mid-30s. Not much accumulation at the coast, 1 to 3 inches inland and 3 to 6 inches in the north. The impeachment drama has continued right up to the actual Senate votes to acquit President Donald Trump. Maine Public Radio senior political editor Mal Leary spoke this afternoon before the vote with Republican Senator Susan Collins about her decision to acquit the president on both charges and about what she's been hearing from constituents.
It has been mixed, but the calls to my six state offices as of this morning, which was the last time that I checked in with them, was about two-thirds in favor, one-third against.
Is it pretty much what you expected when you made your speech, that you'd get that kind of a response?
I wasn't really sure how it would break down. I just knew that I had to do what I thought was right, but obviously I was interested in what the calls were. The calls to my Washington office were overwhelmingly from out of state and not from Maine, but the calls to my state offices were primarily constituents.
You said you thought the president had learned a lesson from all of this, but it wasn't a couple hours later that he was tweeting, "Oh no, my phone call was perfect." How does that make you feel? Because clearly you thought he had learned a lesson, and he's saying, "What are you talking about?"
Well, his phone call was very far from perfect, and I should have said that I hope he has learned a lesson. I would have thought that he would. After all, he had previously said that he did not like having been impeached, being on his resume, I think was the term that he used. And the fact is that history will record that he was impeached, and that many of us in the Senate said on the record that we felt that his call was wrong, that it was improper, that it was inappropriate, and he should not have done it.
You also hoped he would apologize for what he had done, and yet that was also absolutely rejected by the president.
Yes, I did say in that case, I said that I thought he should apologize, and I still do. It took President Clinton a long time before he apologized for his misconduct, and but he finally did. As you know, I voted to acquit President Clinton as well as voting to acquit President Trump, because I felt in both cases the evidence did not meet the high bar set by the Constitution of high crimes or misdemeanors or treason or bribery. That's the standard that had to be met, and I felt that the House did not prove that case.
What is your thoughts on Senator Romney's decision to do just the opposite, where he is voting to convict the president, saying that as he looked at the evidence that he had, the president should be removed from office?
Mitt Romney has decided to split his verdict, that he is rejecting the second article and will not vote to convict on the second article, but is voting to convict on Article 1. I worked very closely with Mitt Romney on the witness issue to get the initial language guaranteeing a vote on witnesses into the resolution setting forth the schedule for the trial. And we were the two Republican senators, regrettably the only two, who wanted a limited number of additional witnesses called to supplement the witness testimony that the House had gathered. We reached different conclusions on Article 1. I respect Mitt, but I disagree with his conclusion.
How do you think this is going to affect your reelection, since obviously this issue has generated an incredible amount of interest across the country?
This is not an issue where I apply some sort of political calculus. I've cast more than 7,000 votes in the Senate, and I don't let people tell me how to vote, and I make my own decisions regardless of the political consequences. I can only hope that the voters know that I took this very seriously and that I did what I thought was right, even if they disagree with my ultimate decision.
Senator, thank you very much for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you, Mal.
And that's Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine. She voted this afternoon to acquit President Donald Trump on two articles of impeachment. She spoke with Maine Public Radio's senior political reporter, Mal Leary. Maine's other U.S. Senator, Independent Angus King, voted to convict the president on both charges and remove him. The Senate voted to acquit the president. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.